For this Friday, December 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Scooter's Coffee is now open for business in Mount Vernon at 1101 East 4th Street. The coffee shop prides itself on its amazingly fast drive-through, specialty coffee, and baked-from-scratch pastries. The drive-through location will be hosting a grand opening on Friday, January 3rd. Organizers say during the grand opening, customers can buy one drink to get one free when they pay with the Scooter's Coffee mobile app. South Terrace Elementary School in Posey County held a Panthers Paws and Santa Claus for a good cause Wednesday night. Posey County residents got the chance to meet with Santa and Mrs. Claus. The event benefited St. Paul Church's food pantry, and visitors were asked to bring either peanut butter or Chef Boyardee products to help feed local families. The Grinch also made a stop at the event, and school officials say nights like this are always great for everyone. United Way of Posey County is raising money for the community through a half pot raffle. The drawing will be on December 31st. Right now, the half pot is just over $1,400. If interested in a ticket, you can visit the United Way office at 215 South Kimball Street. Call 812-838-3637 or email unitedwayposey@gmail.com. Some news just outside of Posey County, as Ascension St. Vincent Evansville has awarded $20,000 to Youth First to invest in the health and well-being of youth and families. According to a press release, the award will provide mental health support and substance misuse prevention through social work services and prevention programs in over 20 Catholic Diocese of Evansville schools. The grant to Youth First will allow for continued mental health support for students in selected Catholic Diocese of Evansville schools. Switching to some sports news. Last night in local high school action, North Posey girls basketball beat Monterey at home 64-50. It's now back-to-back wins for the Lady Vikings as they improve to 6-3 on the season. Their next game is tomorrow evening at home against Crawford County. In local college action from Thursday night, both USI women's and men's basketball teams won their Ohio Valley Conference opener at home over Tennessee State. The women's team won 74-56. Allie Saunders scored 19 points to lead USI. The Lady Eagles improved to 9-3 on the year and 1-0 in the OVC. USI men's basketball squeaked out a 77-75 victory. Jack Campion hit the go-ahead shot with 1.9 seconds left in regulation. Damani Harrison paced the Eagles with 19 points. USI runs the record of 6-5 and 1-0 in the OVC. From the NBA, the Indiana Pacers started their three-game West Coast road swing off with a 120-111 win in Phoenix over the Suns. It's now three straight wins for the Pacers as they move to 13-15 on the year. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 25 points and 18 rebounds. The Pacers continue their three-game roadie on Sunday night at the Sacramento Kings. Coming up this evening in local high school basketball, Mount Vernon boys basketball plays a home game against Wood Memorial. JV tip-off is at 5:30, and the varsity game begins at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 3-3 on the season. You can hear tonight's game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball is also home tonight as they square off against Mater Dei. JV begins at 5:30, and the varsity game will follow at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 3-3 overall. Catch the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Finishing up with the college football playoffs, they begin this evening as the Indiana Hoosiers travel to South Bend for a showdown with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at 7 o'clock. Both teams have a record of 11-1. The Hoosiers are the 8th seed and the Fighting Irish are the 5th seed in the college football playoff. The winner of tonight's game gets number 2 seed Georgia in the next round. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, December 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Have a great Friday and enjoy your weekend. Your weather forecast is next.